This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
And Kevin McCullough. Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
What?
The CEO of Extreme Media.
All right, we've got a big hour, number 2 hour coming up. If you missed hour number one with Peter Navarro, you want to go back and get the podcast. You can stream it from Twitter or YouTube. You can go and get the audio podcast from any of your favorite services: Audible, Spotify, iHeart, Apple Podcast, Amazon Podcast. We are everywhere with the podcast, and that's why we're very excited. We're going to be at a whole new record level of people that have accessed our stuff on demand this year, and thank you to those of you that choose to do it that way. It helps us. It helps me understand how important what we're doing is. Coming up this hour, of course, it is the Ladies' Lounge, and we are going to welcome not only Adele back at the end of this hour with another great song once again, but we are also going to welcome back Molly Hemingway, one of the senior editors at the Federalist, for all the good that she does. She has just released this brand new book called Rigged, and it is the definitive work on what happened in 2020, just exactly how out of whack the elections were. You're not going crazy. You don't need to be gaslit. You actually did have concerns about the election. A lot of people did. That's okay. Rigged is the story of what happened there, and Molly Hemingway is going to spend some time with us to tell us all about it tonight. So I'm grateful for that. I'm also grateful for the for those of you that have, over the last number of months, helped us liberate women who are in slavery in northern Sudan, women that were taken hostage during the Sudanese Civil War, women that have lived with complete and abject degradation being visited upon them. Horrific things. One woman had her tongue nailed to a tree because she said something that her slave master did not approve of. Another, well, most of them have experienced some form of physical assault, sexual assault, rape, etc., by their slave masters. Their slave masters are hardened radical Islamists. These women are Christians. They were taken during the conflict between the North and the South in Sudan. And when the world settled the Sudanese Civil War, they did not take care of the slaves. And so there was a and so in the process of all that, they have tried to CSI, our friends at Christian Solidarity International, have done everything they can to try to liberate these women who are caught in this slavery. At the beginning of the year, back in February, I told you we were going to try to help 192 of them find freedom. Last couple of weeks, we've kind of leveled off a little bit, and I'm concerned about this, because if we're going to give them their freedom all before Christmas of this year, that means we need to have quite a few each week that are finding liberation. And we have 46 to go. So that means that, by the way, you've helped us liberate 146 already. Thank you for that amazing generosity. But I would be remiss to say that if we are not diligent right now, we could end up having to leave one or more of those women behind. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to leave any of them in slavery, particularly when we know that the negotiation has already been done. And really all that's necessary for them to have their release is to have their bag of hope and the thing that they need to start their new life with. What is that, Kev, you ask? Well, it's very simple. The bag of hope is really a toolkit of everything they need to start their life under their own determination and power when they come back to South Sudan. It involves sleeping materials, gardening materials, cooking materials, enough food to feed them for the first full year of freedom, and another full season of seed to help them plant and grow sorghum for the following season so that they have a food supply ongoing. One of the special things about what they get with that bag of hope is a little she-goat. And that little she-goat is actually a micro-enterprise system for them. It will allow them to have milk and cheese to sell. It will allow them to breed other goats and have a means of income to provide for their for themselves and for their children if they have any. And hopefully start their life completely, completely anew, all over again. Some of you have given very generously this year. And some of you are still waiting. Let me give you one additional reason why you should give tonight. If you do give tonight, there will be a private donor that has already expressed to CSI his intention to do this. He will match every slave we liberate this evening. 888-342-1010. It's match night. Every slave we set free, another very generous person is setting one free completely of their own volition. 888-342-1010. And I'm very grateful for this person's generosity, because what it means is that we can right now liberate twice as many. So instead of 46, if we had all 46 liberated in the next hour by the end of the evening, we could actually liberate an additional 92 from where we are right now, and that would be just a tremendous help. There are probably, by estimates, about 35,000 to 40,000 women still left in slavery in the North. We're doing everything we can every year. In fact, your generosity in past years have helped us just at this radio show, just on this broadcast on Saturday nights. We have helped liberate more than 1,000 human beings from slavery in our combined efforts year after year. And some of you started giving the first month we started doing this and have not stopped. And you've said you're not going to until every last slave is free. I'm very grateful for the generosity of those of you that take it so seriously. Just so you know, my staff, Nick and Ivan, they have both, their families have both liberated more than just a single slave this year individually. And the McCullough family, we're challenging friends of ours and others to come forward, but we've made a commitment to liberate 10 slaves this year, and we are doing it on a monthly basis. Every month we're liberating another slave. That's what our budget allows. That's what we can do. That's what we want to do, because we want to give back and make sure that that we're doing what we can to make this world a more just and fair place. So having said all of that, the phone lines are open right now. The match is underway. 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. Please do. We're into the stretch. This is kind of the Christmas stretch. This is where we usually have a big push. And we've had just kind of a slow start. So I'm hoping that we'll have some real generous people come through tonight and say, yeah, we're going to get all 46 of those remaining slaves liberated. But the process to get one liberated is very detailed. It involves an underground railroad, so to speak, and a negotiation with the slave master. And all of that takes time to do. When we have the list of names of the slaves that we know we can liberate, then the crush is on. We want to get it done before anybody changes their mind. So please, please, please help and assist us liberating slaves tonight. For every life we set free this evening, someone else will come along and set another additional person free from their own generosity. And we're so grateful for that. Now, real quickly, I just want to hit another news headline. Nicole Malliotakis is a congresswoman from Staten Island. She serves in Washington. She posted on Twitter and on Instagram that as of 7:30 this morning, 26 FDNY companies are closed, including 5 in her district in Staten Island and South Brooklyn. That means if someone dies because of a slower response from the fire department, that the Bill de Blasio mandate, and this is the reason why they're closed tonight, because Bill de Blasio said as of midnight last night, if people had not been vaccinated, he was going to kick them off the force. And so they're locking up firehouses and police stations right now because of these absurd mandates. Friends, this is the opposite of what we should be doing. We should be honoring our first responders who have served us so well over the last year in the midst of all of this pandemic and madness. But instead, Joe Biden, Bill de Blasio, some overreaching governors like Gavin Newsom and Governor Hochul in New York and Governor Murphy in New Jersey, they're all doing what they can to still force these first responders into a manipulated response. I can't tell you to get the vaccine. I had COVID. I recovered. I got the first shot of the Pfizer because my doctor and I talked about it, and we decided it was the best thing to do for me. I can't tell you to do that. No one else can tell you to do that either. That should be a private decision between you and your doctor. But not allowing these people to serve in their public capacity is putting people at risk. And that's why we need to think differently about those mandates. And I sure hope that Governor or Mayor de Blasio comes to his mind, because this would mean bad things for people that were in very tough circumstances in the city tonight. So I'm hopeful that we will get that taken care of. All right, 888-342-1010 if you want to help liberate a slave tonight and have it matched. 888-342-1010. Kevin McCullough, the Ladies Lounge is open. Molly Hemingway, our next guest. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, you know that there are a handful of journalists in America today that I strongly endorse without almost any hesitation ever because of the due diligence that they put forward in everything that they write. And throughout the Trump administration, there were three main voices that I regularly encourage you to read, and my next guest was top of the list among them. Molly Hemingway is one of the executive editorial senior people at the Federalist. And in her position there, she continues to mentor young writers and others that are breaking into the journalism field with not just a great example of her own writing and reporting skills, but actively helping them do a better job as we go along. And she's also a best-selling author. You see her all over Fox News. Her book that she co-wrote on the Kavanaugh nomination was, in my estimation, the historical record of what happened. And I'm thinking that her new book is going to kind of similarly take a very historic and important precedent on the elections of 2020. Molly Hemingway, welcome back to Kevin McCullough. Great to have you.
It's great to be here with you.
Okay, so there's a lot that we obviously didn't know about the elections on the day that they happened. However, we are now coming into the first of three very important election cycles, and not everyone thinks that the 2021 election cycle is important because it's just a couple of gubernatorial spots and a big mayoral race here in New York that are the main things that are on the menu. But even in Virginia and New Jersey, you're talking about significant impact from this election. Phil Murphy has just been outed by Project Veritas as someone who's going to go California style in the mandates beyond the election. So getting election integrity even into this election cycle for people in the Garden State and for people in the Commonwealth of Virginia are very important. So Molly, with that as the backdrop, why did you decide to take on the historical account of what happened in 2020?
Mostly, I wanted to report and research what happened in 2020 because there was this idea that you weren't allowed to talk about it at all, even though the 2020 election that we all lived through was unquestionably the weirdest election we'd ever experienced, whether that was because of the change of our media from being nearly biased against Republicans, which they had been for decades, into just spewing outright propaganda and making up fake news, or whether it was the tech censorship that was unlike anything we've experienced in this country, with the refusal of people to allow certain discussions to take place, important news stories, polling, which had been bad in 2016, got even worse in 2020. And then the things that were very specific to the election administration itself, we changed hundreds of rules and laws about voting, frequently not legally changing those. You're supposed to go through the state legislature according to the U.S. Constitution. Sometimes that happened. A lot of times it didn't. And it created this chaos and wave of mail-in ballots. And at the same time that that wave of tens of millions of mail-in ballots happened, we lowered the scrutiny for those ballots. And then, as I report also, the most explosive thing I think in my book is how Mark Zuckerberg, one of the world's wealthiest and most powerful men, spent about as much money on election administration as the U.S. government did, enabling a takeover of government election offices by left-wing groups to handle everything from voter registration to vote counting. And these were things that needed to be, you know, people need to know what happened. They need to have rules in place so that they can feel confident in the outcomes of elections. And so I thought it was important to get it all down.
Yeah. The book is called Rigged: How the Media, Big Tech, and the Democrats Seized Our Elections. Molly Hemingway, the author, is with us. Molly, let me break down some of what you, because that is a complete nutshell of what happened in 2020. But the average voter didn't. They weren't able to put all those pieces together. And even as we got towards Inauguration Day and President Trump had not yet conceded and all the things that were going on, of course, I feel like that January 6th has been completely manipulated by the news media as well in terms of the narrative of what has happened in that situation. But it was the events of November 3rd that set all of this in motion. And one of the things that was troublesome to me in the aftermath was realizing what you just said to be true, that there were actual laws that were changed in several places where it appeared like maybe Republican legislators on the state level were just sleepwalking or not paying attention to what the laws were going to be changed into. How do you explain? I know that the states that did the, you know, kind of executive order approach, the governor telling the elections people in their state we're going to do it differently, that kind of circumvented the process. But in the states where statutes were changed, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, a handful of others, these were significant enough to sway the election. And as you said, it was kind of done under a tacit, well, it's legal, so we have to count it kind of process.
I don't want to give the impression that Republicans did what was sufficient in 2020, because quite obviously they didn't. But it's also worth remembering that there was this incredibly coordinated, massively funded Democrat operation to make a mess of the election. And so Republicans were battling in every state. They were frequently winning the legal challenges. They were winning the legislative battles. They had victory after victory, but not as many as they needed, because the well-funded, highly coordinated Democrat operation also had victories. You take something like Pennsylvania, the legislature considered making some changes and declined to make those changes, and then they were instituted by the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania,
right,
which is totally wrong. But the Republicans did appeal that to the United States Supreme Court, and that ends up being one of the big disputes on the court. Some justices say, we've got to resolve this issue. Others say, they just do that thing of not wanting to get involved. And so there are a lot of fathers to the failure of the 2020 election, and the court's refusal to address some of the lawbreaking that happened is definitely one of them.
Let's touch on one other aspect of this, which I think is almost as important, because, as you said, it's not just that there was one strategy to cheat and steal this election. It was a death by a thousand strategies, all kind of simultaneously working together. And the removing or the lessening of the scrutiny of the ballots. We know that this took place in places like Nevada and in Arizona, but this probably allowed, in your estimation, what percentage of additional ballots to be counted that would not have been counted otherwise?
So mail-in balloting, we all know, or we all knew until a couple of years ago, we all admitted, is ripe for fraud. And so they used to try to put things in place to decrease opportunities for fraud. You know, if you're voting in person, you have to show ID for who you are. They'd try and replicate that in some fashion for mail-in ballots. But because of those rules that are in place, you're not, you know, it's all happening in the privacy of one's home. If it's happening legally, it's happening in worse ways if it's happening fraudulently. There's a certain percentage that you expect to be tossed the first time, in particular, that people do mail-in balloting. And we had almost zero ballots tossed for failure to adhere to the law in 2020, which was, you know, extremely suspicious, but partly the result of changing all of these rules. But not just that they decreased the scrutiny for saying, like, okay, you have to have a signature, you have to sign and say nobody coerced you, you have to date it, you know, you have to have addresses that match.
Well, the fact that they didn't get even that much done, Molly Hemingway, tells us a great deal of everything else we needed to know. The book is called Rigged. It's her new bestseller on the stolen elections of 2020. Coming right back with Molly Hemingway.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Florida, New York, and California are leading the way in new coronavirus cases in the U.S. as the country moved past a daily average of more than 300,000 per day, according to figures from the CDC. The highly contagious Omicron variant of COVID-19 is being blamed for the dramatic rise in recent cases. The CDC recorded its biggest jump in the current trend between December 26 and 27. Since that day, the U.S. has averaged more than 400,000 daily coronavirus cases, which has also sent the seven-day average soaring. World leaders are sending out New Year's Day messages. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden sent out a New Year's Eve message on ABC TV.
Happy New Year, America.
From our family to yours, we wish you peace, joy, and good health in the year ahead.
This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
But I think that the level of just disappointment with what happened in 2020 kind of hit a new threshold in terms of, like, how the electorate views the chances that an election is going to be clean. I mean, people that I have known that have, you know, been big vote advocates forever are saying, well, we've turned into Venezuela. And I think that at the end of the day, that's the fear that this group in particular, that cabal that's in D.C. right now, would really like to see us go down.
Oh, I'm sure. Kevin, that is actually what the whole book is about. When people are reasonably feeling this way because they see that the establishment has rigged not just elections, but the entire game. You know, if you're in a politically favored party, you can break the law and get away with it. If you're in a politically opposed party, any slight change that they can, you know, thing you've said, they can use against you and put you in jail. That is no way to have a republic going forward. People saw that the establishment was willing to lie, cheat, and steal throughout the Trump presidency to constrain him and to throw a temper tantrum over the fact that for once the establishment hadn't gotten to pick their candidate. And people experienced that. It was painful. What they did was so horrible to the country. They're destroying the republic, and that's why people need to fight against it, because if we don't fight against it, we'll have no country for our children or grandchildren. This is very important, and it's about so much more than just one day of the election.
Yeah.
It's about the entire election, the entire campaign, and the entire reaction to the people choosing a politician and a policy approach that the establishment didn't condone.
It was kind of my impression that some of these things that they pulled off in 2020 had probably been on the front burner or wish list to be implemented for probably a couple of decades in terms of the ideas, but they had not been able to do so. How much did COVID allow 2020 to happen, and how do you see that playing out in the 2022 or 2024 cycles?
Yeah, it was huge. You are absolutely correct that all of the changes that were implemented had been on the Democrat wish list for decades. They claimed that they needed to do these things for COVID, but in fact, they were the same lawsuits they've been filing for years. But because of COVID, you start seeing people being much more amenable to it. There's a hysteria, a media-enabled hysteria surrounding the pandemic that causes people to just welcome all sorts of changes that they never in their right minds would have allowed. Sometimes those changes are made permanently, sometimes they're temporarily, and it was a massive thing, and particularly as it relates to this mail-in balloting, which is so difficult to keep a good handle on.
Well, and along those lines, if we are going to see the country taken back, I personally think that Donald Trump, based on his performance in office, was on his way to the largest reelection margin of any incumbent president in my lifetime. So that, you know, from Nixon forward. It's hard to know how many of those votes of the 85 million that Biden got were legit and weren't. But it seems as though even when our team does what is right and has the right message and has the middle, the independence of the country coming to them, the cheating was just so on such a grand level that it was not able to be kept up with. Do you think that Republicans are going to be ready for this fight next go around?
I don't know. I mean, they're not as ready as they should be, but they've certainly been putting a lot of effort and energy into it. Right now in Virginia, which is where I am, there's a gubernatorial race, which shouldn't be close because Virginia is a heavily Democrat state. It went 10 points for Joe Biden, and yet it's like a nail biter, even with the Democrats' advantage. And so it was just reported a couple hours ago that the Democrat candidate has brought in Mark Elias, who's the sort of dirty trickster Democrat attorney who orchestrated the Russia collusion lie in 2016 and who coordinated all the changes to voting laws to create this chaos and disorder in the 2020 election. I think it's fascinating. It's the same guy who did both operations. But it was just announced that he's spending a lot of money on this guy in the closing days of the campaign. So people have to understand this isn't just about 2020. It's about all elections going forward and get smart.
It's about America still being America and having an America to call America after it's all done. The book is called Rigged. It is number one on multiple Amazon lists as we speak. Molly Hemingway, always a pleasure to have you with us. Congrats on another great work, and we look forward to much more from you in the days to come. And just real quickly, give a little elevator pitch plug to all your hard workers at the Federalist. It really is one of the most important websites on the net, and I want people to read it. I want them to be appreciative of what you're cultivating there.
Oh, thank you so much, because that is what I'm most proud of. And in fact, the book Rigged came out of our reporting at the Federalist, which is on, you know, actual things that happened in the election that were reportable and serious. And we have a great team that every day challenges the false narratives of our corporate media. You know, they wake up every day to fight whatever falsehood is being parroted by these left-wing activists who pose as journalists. And we have done great work on the Russia collusion hoax, the Kavanaugh confirmation, you know, the current budget battle, the election issues, and I'm just proud as can be about them, and I highly encourage everybody to check us out every day.
Yeah, it's one of my first stops before I do my show. Molly Hemingway, always appreciate you. Thanks for being here.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you, and thank you for joining us every Saturday night. We're always trying to not only tell you what's going on in terms of what's breaking as news, but then also help you to think it through. What does it mean? Why is it important? How does it affect our lives? Is there anything significant about this story, etc.? Grateful for Molly Hemingway, grateful for the work that she's doing to alert the nation. Hey, if you still want a free country, you got to get involved and make sure that you're elections have integrity to them. That's the lesson of 2020. It has nothing to do with January 6th or anything else. It is make sure that we get honest elections going forward. Having said that,
You know, there's a lot that when I'm trying to teach my kids about life, that they observe, that I never have to say anything to them directly about. Some of what we go over in the house regularly are things that they hear me discussing. And when they heard me talking about slaves in Sudan a couple of years ago, they began asking a lot of questions. Dad, how come there's slavery still in Sudan? What? Why are people allowed to own other human beings? How are people allowed to treat them so poorly and get away with it? And we don't really shy away from answering the tough questions in the McCullough household. My lovely bride and I will take the ankle biters, we'll sit them down, we'll say, hey, let's talk about this. But we're always insistent that we are going to be truthful with them about that as we are going along. So when they first heard about the Sudan slave issue, they asked me that week, Dad, what are we going to do about it? And so last year, we made a decision that in this year, in 2021, we were going to free one slave every month for the year. And so we have been doing that this year. And when all is said and done, we will have freed, liberated 10 total slaves in the McCullough House. And we're doing that in addition to other charitable giving and interests that we are involved in on a number of different levels. It was just something that we felt like we needed to make a priority and allow to become one of the more important things that is on our radar screen in terms of being a family. Now, I can't tell you to do the same thing, but I can tell you that for the last 4 years, those of you that have joined with us have helped us liberate nearly 1,000 human beings from slavery. And that's a tremendous thing. We think that there are about 30 to 35,000 slaves yet in northern Sudan. When the civil war was completed, there were close to 200,000 that were still in custody at the time. But we believe that the efforts of Christian Solidarity International and people like you across the board have been involved in this on a consistent, committed basis to the degree that we've been able to reduce them to this level. And as we are pressing forward in the days to come, we looked at this year. We saw 192 names on the list, and we said, yes, let's do it. But friends, we're 46 names away from having those be complete. We're 46 names away from being able to have liberated everyone on the list. So what I'm asking for, and I hope that you will join us tonight, is that that you will say, yes, our family, we'll do one slave. If Kevin's family can do 10, if his staff are doing more than one slave in each of their households, and there's considerably more, then why can't we just do one? And friends, it's nothing that we're asking you to do, that we're not asking ourselves to do. We're asking those of you that that have the opportunity, that have the ability, that have the wherewithal to do this, to join it. So here's what we need you to do. Tonight, we've got a double incentive. We are matching every slave that gets liberated tonight. So if you can do, if you can liberate one slave, a $25 a month gift for 10 months, or $50 a month for 5 months, or $125 a gift a month for 2 months, or a one-time gift of $250. If you can do that tonight, every slave that we liberate tonight will be matched slave for slave. So if we liberate all 46 tonight, we're actually liberating 92 because of the private donor and his generosity. Now, what is the money going towards? I know that people are always concerned about not wanting to give into a cycle that would be repetitive. Well, this isn't buying slaves out of slavery. This is liberating them through a negotiation that goes on with the slave masters in northern Sudan. The gift primarily is used to supply what they need to live once they get back to South Sudan. So they have an all-night, sometimes multiple-day walk where they travel at night for safety and other purposes on foot back to South Sudan. When they get there, they are given an opportunity to recuperate and to have some time in a sort of Christian recovery camp. They have psychologists, they have doctors, they have medical care, they have other things that help them. Then before they are assisted on the rest of their journey back to their home region of South Sudan, they are given the Bag of Hope. The Bag of Hope is literally a brand new life in one bag, and then some, because it doesn't all fit in the bag. But they have housing materials. They have sleeping materials, blankets, and things to help keep them warm in the cold season. They have cooking utensils. They have gardening utensils. They have enough grain to feed them for a year. They have enough seed to then plant and to feed themselves ongoing beyond that for the years to come. And then one of the most special things that they do is they give each slave a she-goat, and these little she-goats provide not only a form of micro-enterprise where they can breed the goats and grow more goats and sell them, but they can also create milk and cheese that they need to use for themselves, but that they can also sell in the market and in other ways to help provide. So what you're doing with your $250, you're not only liberating the slave, but you're giving them a head start on a brand new life. Everything they need contained in that bag. And then when they are then given their bag and they have their little goat, they are then assisted in finding where they need to go, where their home region is. When they arrive in these towns, there is a celebration that goes on sometimes for weeks because a slave has come home, a lost one has been returned to their family, to their friends, to their village, to their region. And it is a wonderful, wonderful thing that you help make happen because of your generosity. Please join the McCullough family. Please join the Radio Night Live family. We are all in on this. We are going all in to help liberate these remaining 46 slaves in northern Sudan. And we want to do it before Christmas. So please call this number, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Be as generous as you can. Every dollar you're giving tonight being matched dollar for dollar. Kevin McCullough, stay with us. A very special music selection to end the night from Adele coming your way next. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, a classic from her career. Here is tonight's special artist, Adele, Set Fire to the Rain.
I let it fall.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140.
That's 800-932-5140.